Be perfect for 1 second at a time. Nobody can be perfect for 168 hours in a week, but we embrace every moment with the passion that it takes to work on perfection, and know that we won't be perfect. Know that there's going to be failure, but know that it's okay. Get up off the couch and work on that next second. Be great. Be banging for 1 second at a time. Pretty soon that will turn into minutes, and then it will turn into routines that last all throughout the day. So yes, this is the Mark Haney Show. We are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. We're entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs, and you know we do that through talking to entrepreneurs. I don't know if there's anybody, Marcus, in Sacramento, in the region, that talks to entrepreneurs more than I do. I'm here with my main man, Marcus Haney. How you doing, buddy? You hanging or banging?
I am banging. I think you're absolutely right. You got Hanging with Haney going, you got the Mark Haney Show, you've got Entrepreneurs Unleashed. You were just taking
the president of the Entrepreneurs Organization. I'm on board after board after board.
Gosh, Candace is going to have to convince you that you're overboarding these days.
I'm the entrepreneur next door. I'm good old Marky from down on the block, which means people they can relate, I think, sometimes to maybe guys like me and you, right? Regular world guys that have battled this opportunity we call entrepreneurship. But it seems to me, Marcus, what I hear from people sometimes is misconception. Right? Some people think that entrepreneurship is sort of a get-rich-quick scheme, but, you know, like an overnight success. You think there's any people out there that really achieve this overnight success?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you look at a Zuckerberg, right? He took a college idea and turned it into something really great pretty shortly. You know, I think that he's probably one of in a million, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's very many people that really take a business idea and can, establish it into a profitable business overnight. That's hard to come.
Well, you know what? He did so many things before he even launched Facebook that those things lead up to the success. I don't think there's any really an overnight success that I've been around. Now, I'm sure they exist, but you're right. They're not common, but there's so many misconceptions.
Why do you think that people think that starting a business is going to be overnight success?
Well, I think people see people who are a little bit later in the game, right? We even talk about Mark Zuckerberg, right? People think, oh, I'm going to build the next app or the next social media platform. Look how quick they did it. You take it public, the IPO, next thing you know, you're a multi-billionaire. Well, you know, it didn't happen. There was all this stuff that happens along the way. I think each of us start off with this dream, and the most successful, it becomes an obsession, right? The most successful entrepreneurs end up having that dream. Really, they lock onto it with both teeth, and then they realize that there's obstacles. There's all of these obstacles that you have to figure out a way to overcome. And the most successful, Marcus, at some point, they overcome enough of those obstacles, right, to have this breakthrough moment, and opportunity begins to happen for them, for their family, for their friends. So often it's for their stakeholders, right, their employees, their investors, their business partners. I mean, when this opportunity happens, it's game-changing. And I think people, they don't get that, right? That didn't happen overnight.
And that's probably 1 out of 10 entrepreneurs, as Entrepreneur Magazine says, that 9 out of 10 fail in the first, 5 years of starting a business because they can't get to that promised land, right? There's no aha moment for them. They're sitting there battling. It doesn't feel very good to get punched in the mouth a bunch of times.
It does not feel good. That's when people, 9 out of 10, quit.
Right.
It's interesting. 9 out of 10 quit. 1 out of 10 in the first 5 years, and 1 out of 10, and these are just rough statistics. Some people say it's 80% fail in the first 5 years. I say it's 90, but either way, a lot of people quit, right? So you don't have to quit. That's the thing. And I think part of the reason why people quit is they don't realize how tough it's going to be. They don't realize that, you know, it's not a part-time job.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not going to walk into starting your own business with a paycheck, a 401k plan, and all of it figured out, right? You got the trials and tribulations that take place. You call it the trough of sorrow a lot of times when you start a business. And, you know, I'm in that process right now, looking for my aha moment, right? To really go to the, you know, the promised land of here in business. And I luckily have somebody like you, but, you know, what if I'm a young entrepreneur trying to start a business and I don't necessarily have a sounding board on something like that? What kind of advice would you give someone kind of up and coming in the entrepreneurial world that, you know, got a good head on their shoulders and they're one of your rock star type folks, but they don't necessarily know how to get to first base?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think of this as a series of sprints, Marcus. So if I'm talking to a young entrepreneur or somebody, it doesn't matter what age you are, somebody who's thinking about getting into entrepreneurship, some people might say, hey, it's a marathon, right? Hey, get yourself ready. It's a marathon. And I guess in some ways that's true because it's a long race, right? It doesn't happen overnight. But really what I found is it's a series of sprints. So you have to figure out a way to maybe look at the way the Iron Cowboy jumps into things, right? So we all know the Iron Cowboy is a man that ran 50 Ironman in 50 different states in 50 consecutive days, right? So I just got back from the Entrepreneurs Organization, had a big thing in Utah. The Iron Man, James Lawrence, came out to speak to us. Again, I've heard this guy before. I'm actually working on a business deal with him. But you know what? He shared his story, and it reminded me of the young entrepreneur who's trying to take a look at this thing, thinking about whether it's the right time for him or her to get in the game. And the first thing I think that you have to do is you got to get in the game, right?
Yeah,
you have
no doubt.
To figure out a way to jump in the game. And you know, you think about this, you got to be ready to have some pain. You got to be ready to dive in hard. So I always think you should do a self-check. So the first thing you got to do, Marcus, I think you got to do a self-check. Am I ready for an Ironman, right? Am I ready to swim a couple miles? Am I ready to go bike 100 miles?
And mentally.
And then run another marathon right after that and do that day after day after day. Am I ready mentally? Am I ready physically? Because it takes a toll on the body.
Yeah, it's interesting. In the Marine Corps, we call that intestinal fortitude or mental toughness, right?
Intestinal fortitude, absolutely. Guts, right?
You've got to reach down from all aspects of your body and your mind and really keep yourself at the forefront of the fight because, you know, if you get complacent in battle, in entrepreneurship, there's the next guy in line that is looking to come take your spot.
Yeah.
And if you're not looking to be number one, that's okay, right? That's fine. If you just want to start a business and have a job for yourself, that's one type of entrepreneur. But we're about trying to convince people to be that entrepreneur that's changing lives for their own community, being that hometown patriot, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at that with a question on your mind of, okay, what is the hardest part about growing a business?
Well, I mean, I think there's different parts that are hard for different people. I think if you do that self-check, as you look at yourself, I think you realize that you're not great at everything. So I think part of the preparation time, I mean, one of the things you got to do is you got to prepare to win. And I think that means putting the right people in your life, the business partners or inner circle in your life. I like to say we got to make it easy to work hard. So if I'm talking to a one-man show, you have to create your routines and your rhythms that allow you to be at your very best, at your very best opportunity. You got to be banging, which really means you got to be selling stuff. So you have to build a culture that if you have a larger organization that makes it easy to work hard, makes it easy to drive sales. You have to empower your teammates. And that starts with the way that you think as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
But I mean, I think the other things that you got to do, Marcus, I think you've got to pursue your dream and find a way to be patient, right? Pursue with patience because I think so many times you get there and you ran your one Ironman and you think that everything's supposed to change. Well, you're supposed to run, if you're James Lawrence, you run an Ironman every day.
49
right?
more.
Yeah, it takes like 15 hours, but you do it. But now seriously though, you got to expect day after day after day. I think a lot of people, they don't realize how long it's going to take. And you know, I just got, today we're doing the show after I did CrossFit. We all know that I do CrossFit. Well, I've never done CrossFit before the morning show. So it makes me think about entrepreneurship, how to succeed as an entrepreneur. You have to do what we do in CrossFit. You have to embrace the suck. Part of the time, it's painful. And there's part of entrepreneurship that if you really want to be successful, I think you have to embrace the pain, embrace the suck, and maybe even go toward the things that put you uncomfortable, right? That put you in a position where you don't feel good. Those are typically the things that are going to make all the difference. That's when you start feeling that, you're probably getting closer to that breakthrough moment.
It reminds me of those after practice wind sprints that nobody wants to do in order to, you know, get you to be in the best shape possible for that championship game. When you you see that breakthrough moment in business, you know that you're mentally and physically in the best place to go attack that with full force.
And I think lastly, you know, the last thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I'm an entrepreneur and I want to get in the game, I'm thinking about it, know that business plans change. You might have the best idea in the world, that matters, but know that your business plan is going to change. I've started, 20, 30 businesses. I've been around. I talked to all the entrepreneurs, and I've never met one who drew out the business plan on the back of the napkin at the beginning and didn't have it change as they go out and test the market. The business plan will change. So you have to do all of those things. You got to prepare to win. You got to pursue with patience. You got to embrace the suck, and you got to adjust as needed. And then you rinse and repeat over and over again, 52 weeks a year, 168 hours in a week. You're going to have to probably be putting in like 80 to make it happen when it's time to run those intervals. So just thinking about the Iron Cowboy, he said, one of the things that he said is, be perfect for 1 second at a time. Nobody can be perfect for 168 hours in a week, but we embrace every moment with the passion that it takes to work on perfection, and know that we won't be perfect. Know that there's going to be failure, but know that it's okay. Get up off the couch and work on that next second. Be great. Be banging for 1 second at a time. Pretty soon that will turn into minutes, and then it will turn into routines that last all throughout the day. So we got to be ourselves in the long run. And if we're facing this opportunity, all I would tell you is start playing the game instead of piddling around. Start fighting instead of figuring, right? There's too much time we spend on the sidelines thinking, figure. And we got to start living instead of lingering and wondering. So just, you know, Marcus, you know the world is full of quitters. You know what? We need more finishers, man, like you, buddy. I love what you're doing today with your business. I love how you're inspiring entrepreneurs. You bring your Marine Corps passion to this entrepreneurial radio show. And to all those fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life, to the 13 stripes, to the 50 stars, and to that one American success that's always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you, never below you, always by your side. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.